Small Business Spoonfuls is a weekly Q&A with Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill for questions you have about running your business. This podcast is sponsored by HelpDeskSuites.com. You are a busy employer? We are your employment law compliance help desk. Visit HelpDeskSuites.com to find out more about us and become a member today. And now, here's your hosts, Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill.
Welcome back to another edition of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And today we have a really cool article that I came across in Business Management Daily.
Yep, it is Secrets of a CEO, 10 Things HR Needs to Know.
Yeah, and so the writer of this article really talked about things that the CEO may never say to you as an HR professional, but you need to understand.
Yeah, that's right. So there's 10 things, as you mentioned here, and we just kind of want to go through them and talk about them.
Yeah, so let's just dive in.
Okay, so the first one is CEOs want to want concrete info before making decisions.
Right. And so I love what the article brought out, that the CEO doesn't care if something's going to make your life easier or, you know, like you just think it's pretty and fancy and the newest and greatest. No, they don't care about that. They want to know that this return on the investment is going to be real.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there's going to be some, I don't know, some major benefit other than your ease.
Yeah. So, so it's all about money.
Yeah. And so you think about a CEO. I mean, there are gregarious CEOs, of course, but a lot of them are very structured thinkers.
Yep.
And so when you approach a structured thinker, you need to be ready with the facts.
Yeah.
And not the emotions.
Yep. You're not going to be all over the place with them. It's they want a cut and dry answer right then and there.
Yeah.
Usually.
So, yeah. And so they want it in concrete. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, that's a really great number one tip there.
Yep. Okay. So the second one is they're desperate for ideas and any competitive information.
That's right. So HR wants to be a business partner. And a lot of times we complain because we're not taken seriously enough. But what are we doing on that other side? Are we bringing ideas to the table? And maybe we are. But the article here said that you've got to know the business. You've got to bring your curiosity to the meeting and share your knowledge.
Yep. So it gives a little tip here at the end of this paragraph. It says, read the same trade publications as your CEO.
That's right. So find out where your CEO is trusting, you know, who they're trusting to get information, and read that. And then when you come across something that they're not reading, share that with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of gets your thought process in line with theirs.
So right.
That'll help you guys kind of be on the same page.
Yeah. If they can see you thinking like a CEO, then they will take you more seriously.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this next point is kind of funny. It says CEOs don't understand what you do and they don't care.
So again, it goes back to HR feeling like we've been stuck in the basement, not taken seriously for years, which has a lot of the times been true. But it says here that most CEOs wonder if HR people understand the business, or are we just all about the legal side and the emotions and the people, you know, stuff?
Yeah.
Or do we actually get what we're doing here, the mission of the business?
Yeah, exactly. So in some ways, that's kind of good because they can kind of the CEO can focus on what's going on, you know, with the business. And if you're worried about the legal side and things like that, you can kind of keep them in line.
Yeah, exactly.
But usually they just really don't care what you do in the HR department, and they as long as they're not going to be in trouble for something that you're doing.
Yeah, because their attitude is, I'm hiring you to handle that.
Yeah.
But then we say, you hired me to handle this, but yet you won't implement my suggestions. Well, that takes us back to maybe they don't have faith in the fact that you get the mission of the business.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
So again, very good tip there.
Okay, yeah. So number four is they think of you as a cost center.
Yeah. So, and we really can be at times, like it views like, okay, so, you know, sales makes me money and the billing department makes me money and blah, blah, blah. Right. But what does HR do? They cost me money.
Yeah.
Now, is that true in all, you know, seriousness of this? Is that actually true?
No, because they're keeping you from costing more money to your business if you're not compliant,
you know,
usually.
Yeah. And that's why the advice here from the writer is be able to articulate what you do as it relates to the bottom line. And, you know, not all about, I mean, you know, yeah, CEO wants employees to be happy, but many times they're looking at productivity and, like we said, return on investment and what is this costing me? How is this affecting the bottom line? Yeah. And so if you're not obviously going to be showing where you're dragging in money. But if you can show them where you are keeping them out of court,
yep,
then that contributes to the bottom line. And the bottom line is that sometimes until the CEO sees your stuff save them,
yeah,
they won't get it.
Yep, that's
but
right.
That's where the other tips come in handy.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the next one is CEOs want to know what's going on in the business, but they don't have enough time, and then in parentheses, or the skills.
Yeah, so they want to know. So this is where, you know, you do want to have like a regular meeting with the CEO, if at all possible.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not well versed in HR. That's why they hired you. You know, or if they are versed in HR, they don't spend their days keeping up on every little change.
Yeah, and they don't spend their days managing the employees usually either. And so they, mm-mm, as it brings out here, they don't know about marriages or births or major life changes that are going on in their employees' lives. Right. So in some way, they can depend on you to fill them in briefly on what's going on.
Yeah, just kind of keep them up to speed. And it, like it points out here, you know, give them the important stuff. Don't give them a bunch of office gossip. They don't care about that. That just wastes their time.
Yep, that's right. And so especially if there's an important conflict going on, like we talk about a lot on this podcast, they need to be brought up to speed on what's going on with that.
That's right.
Yep. Okay, so number six is they may not tell you who is on their A team.
Or which employees that they're watching closely.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, sometimes a CEO will sit back and observe, and they'll watch you perhaps.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, and they'll be thinking, you know, yeah, you're on my A team. I'm looking at you for promotions and blah, blah, blah. But they're not going to say that. So it's really important that we have to be useful. We have to be honest. We have to be a great source of information. But again, not gossip. And we don't want to try to read the CEO's mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
So anyway, just another good one. Just keep in mind they're watching.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the number seven, this is interesting. They want you to make decisions.
That's right. That's why they hired you.
Yep, that's right.
So if I hire you to be my HR person and then I'm making all of the decisions for you and you're coming running to me with every issue expecting me to advise you, no, what are you getting paid for?
Yeah.
You know? But a lot of times it is frustrating, man. The CEO is like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, that's right. I just from a little personal experience here, I worked for a guy who I wasn't in HR necessarily. I just was his service kind of guy to tech, and he was very disconnected from the company. He was off doing other things, you know, traveling and all that kind of thing. But he expected me to basically take care of the business, and he was paying me well to do that. And so for that first year or two, I was like calling him all the time, and he was getting really frustrated and all that kind of. And then once I kind of realized, I was like, I need to start making some of these decisions. Our relationship got a lot better because I kind of took a little more charge. You need to know your place in some situations, especially when it comes to like a big money decision. But these little everyday decisions, if you just take care of it and handle it, your business is ultimately going to run smoother and you're going to save a lot of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't feel like you can do that, you're in the wrong job. You know, I mean, but like in your situation, you could do it. It was just not well communicated to you. And this is why it's secrets of a CEO.
Yeah,
they don't always tell us these things.
So anyway, that's just one thing. That's an important thing to know. Know your place, but also feel free to make those decisions if that's what is contracted to you, you know, kind of thing. So, okay. So number eight, they don't feel they should have to give performance reviews.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe you feel like the CEO needs to be stepping in and giving this great feedback to you because you give performance reviews to all these other people and you participate with supervisors and managers. But sometimes the CEO, who might be your direct supervisor, is not reviewing you.
Yeah.
But you're just going to have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's in a perfect world, they would. But, you know, encourage the big boss to give feedback. But in the end, if they don't, just, you know, deal.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so number nine, they love and hate the board.
Yes, because the board is that thing that gets in their way sometimes.
Yeah.
And so you want all of your information that you give at board meetings to make, you know, to be accurate. And you don't want the CEO to be criticized by the board because of the dumb things you do.
Yeah. That's right.
But at the same time, remember, it's not you and the CEO against the board.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's really important to make sure your information is accurate that you're bringing to that, those meetings. Okay. So number 10, they won't tell you what's going on at home or when they're planning to leave.
Yeah. So it mentions here that often new CEOs like to bring in their own HR person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a CEO getting ready to exit, like, you may not know.
Yeah.
And so you really need to take the advice here. It says, make sure you have your own plans all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a plan B
and
a plan C that need to be in place.
Yeah. Don't rely on that that person's schedule. Bringing back to a smaller business scale, same thing. This guy I worked for, he was always gone or leaving, and he never told me what was going on, most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless it was something huge. But I'd call him up and I'd be like, hey, where are you at? And he's like, oh, I'm in California or I'm in Florida or, you know, things like that. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to make this decision and run your business for you, you know, things like that. So that's just kind of bringing it down to a smaller scale. So,
yeah.
But it happens in all kind of areas.
It does. And then when that CEO, like in his case, he was the owner. But like if the CEO is not the business owner and they're getting ready to depart for another CEO job or, you know, something else, then that incoming replacement may not want you as the HR person.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
It's like, you know, it's like when a president is elected, they bring in their own administration and that previous, you know, secretary of state and all, you know, they're gone, you know, because they're replacing them with their own people. And so this is why networking is so important. You know, join organizations, reach out, meet people, you know, have that plan B just in case.
Yeah, that's right. So just kind of don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. So I think to kind of wrap up these 10 points, they're all pretty much saying, like what the title said, these are secrets that you won't often be communicated to you. Don't take anything personally. Don't demand too much.
Yeah.
Run your department. Keep your CEO informed and be valuable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest thing, is make yourself of value to those, to the organization, to where they can't do without you.
Yeah. Or, you know, if they do send you away, you have a great resume.
Yeah.
You can go somewhere else and say, look what I did in the previous position.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So we're good. Yeah.
Well, that was an interesting little article. Glad we went through that. And hopefully that'll help other people too.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're done here. So it's a wrap. Until next time, I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
Be audit secure.
To find out more about us, visit helpdesksuites.com/podcast. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in weekly for new episodes.